It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Winds could hit upwards of 85 miles per hour today along the Front Range. That's as strong as a Category 1 hurricane, and it means increased risk of wildfire because it's been so warm and dry. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
What we're getting is from the Pacific Northwest, you get a lot of good rain, good moisture coming in, and it gets trapped by our northern and central mountains. Down across the plains, we end up just getting the windy weather from it, very little moisture.
Fire weather warnings are expected today from Colorado Springs to the Wyoming border. XL Energy could cut power to around 50,000 customers ahead of the winds. Those include people in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. The Senate passed the Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act and is sending it to the president. The bill eases repayment terms for local communities by eliminating interest payments on federal loans and extending the repayment period from 50 to 100 years. Lawmakers hope this will allow the project to be completed and provide clean water to southeast Colorado. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert introduced the bill in the House and is happy the decades-long water project could have an end in sight.
This is going to supply water to 50,000 users in southern Colorado. So this is something I'm very excited about.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper pushed for the bill in their chamber. They also added hundreds of millions of dollars in additional funding for the project through the bipartisan infrastructure law passed in 2021. An initiative to increase penalties for possessing and selling fentanyl will officially appear on the Colorado ballot next November. The Secretary of State's office announced Tuesday the ballot measure submitted has enough valid signatures to qualify. The conservative nonprofit Advance Colorado is behind the initiative. Supporters say it would curb the spread of fentanyl and prevent deadly overdoses. Critics, including substance use disorder advocates, argue harsher penalties haven't worked in the past. This is KRCC and CPR.